That's when you went back and watched the film on Sunday from last Saturday's game. What kind of stood out in your mind?
We just didn't play a clean football game. We didn't play clean on offense, defense, or special teams, and it showed up. We didn't make enough plays and execute enough plays to win.
And then just what stands out when you watch Michigan State on film and you see what their defense has done this year?
They, you know, they're a great team. You know, obviously they're 7-8-0 right now, and they're just a sound defense. They're very good, very talented, and they execute very well, and they're well coached. So they're a tough defense.
It's starting to become a big part of the playbook now in that run game.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's just that was for whatever reason that play was in last week, and I thought it was one in a million odds he'd ever call it, but he called it twice. So I'll take it.
You get nervous?
No, definitely not nervous. No.
You've had you've led through the hole and hit Greg Jones before. This is nothing new for you. What is that like? I mean, he's got all these accolades and deserving.
Yeah, definitely. He's an excellent linebacker. Him and his counterpart Eric Gordon, both those guys are excellent linebackers. Two of the best players I've played against throughout my career, and everything against those guys is tough. So
they like to blitz a little bit too. That you want to alert a little more for that?
Yeah, I mean, depending on my responsibility on whatever play it is, I'm always on the alert for a blitz, whether it's a team that likes the blitz or not, just something that you're always, always thinking about and always in the back of your mind.
Do you feel like, if you guys lose Saturday, if you lose, half the thing that could happen.
Yeah.
You feel like championship season might be over? Do you feel like this is an elimination type deal?
No, I mean, to be honest, right now our mindset, and it's been this way all year, is just we're just worried about our opponent this week, and we're worried about practice today. Practice, meetings, the workouts through every day and throughout the week. So, this throughout the big picture, I guess, is what you're asking. I mean, we're not really thinking about that right now. We're just focused on, having a great day of practice today and executing, working hard and trying to get better every day in practice, and then worrying about our opponent this week in Michigan State.
Is there anything besides that final play where Rick hit Marvin for the touchdown that stands out in your mind when you think back to last year's game?
Nothing really sticks out of mind. Obviously, that's just, boom, there. Like, that's what you think about, mm-hmm. One on the last play of the game with, 1 second left or something like that. It's just a tough, hard-fought game. Both teams played well, and, we just happened to make the last play of the game and to win it.
And does it just seem interesting to see Michigan State coming in here this year almost in a similar situation to what you guys went through a year ago where, they're undefeated, they're, a top five, top ten team in the country, and they're basically looking at this game as they win, it's there for them, it's there for the taking?
They've obviously had a great season. They're playing really good football right now, and in all phases, special teams, offense and defense, and it's going to be a tough game for us.
You guys have had some pretty interesting games with Michigan State going back to the 2007 double overtime.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you just match up similarly?
Yeah, I know we have similar just styles of offense, pro style offense and a 4-3 defense type thing. I think we, both teams, kind of have, schemes and stuff like it, somewhat similar in that aspect is, we're a pro-style offense, so are they. They kind of do things similar to us, and we do things similar to them in some aspects. But it's definitely been a good matchup over the, last four seasons. It's been, 1 point or overtime game, couple 1-point games, 2-point games. So, it's been a definitely a tough test for us.